look, we're happy that we've gotten $12 billion worth of weapons in the past couple of months. We need them to bomb civilians in Gaza. But unfortunately, I think it's not quite enough. Okay. The Democrats are pushing back a little tiny bit on the weapons that Trump is sending. I need them to roll over completely. We've sent 1.6 million just to your boss. Okay. That's a lot of money. It's a, you know, we've got deep pockets, but I think we're seeing a little bit too much resistance, and people are using words like genocide, like ethnic cleansing. And I just think we need you guys to be a little bit more acquiescent, to send a few more bombs, send a few more billions in, pass that money, if you pass the message. We just stopped by Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries' office because he has taken over $1.6 million from the Israel lobby. And in exchange, he is rolling over and letting the Trump administration send billions and billions. Right now, they're up to $12 billion of weapons just since January 20th that they have sent to Israel. This is blatant corruption. It's legalized corruption because of Citizens United, but the American people understand it's corruption nonetheless.
A young lady that we're trying to get out of Gaza for 16 months just went ahead and said she was bombed last night again in Gaza City. She doesn't know where to go. She doesn't know what to do. Her family is now just moving from one place to another. They've lived in tents. They're starving. I mean, they have no electricity, no water, no food. What else do you want to do to the Palestinian people? What does the United States want to do to them? We are not an extension of Israel. We are our own country, and we need to see that this is not what we want to invest in. This is not what the American public wants. And he has to listen to that, because already the Democratic Party is at its lowest rate of people approving it. And that has got to mean something to him.
I am Jewish. I'm the son of a Holocaust survivor. Okay. And I think that my parents would be aghast at what's going on now. You know, the atrocities that are taking place that are so reminiscent of what they themselves had experienced in the name of Jews. And what's going on now, I'm appalled that it's done in my name, as a Jew. Because, as you know, Judaism is known for its humanitarian ethic.
We've seen so many hearings on anti-Semitism in the House and the Senate, and since October 7th. Because anti-Semitism is actually on the rise. It's true. But the thing is, it's on the rise because Israel is claiming to do this in the name of Judaism. And that is a tragedy.